Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hi there, Slow Down Society. So if you're a fan of the podcast, you're going to absolutely love the book. Slow Living, Cultivating a Life of Purpose in a Hustle-Driven World is now available wherever books are sold. Buy it for yourself, your children, your friends, and your neighbors. You can get all the juicy details at stephanieoday.com/slowlivingbook. Trust me, this is hands down the best $20 you'll ever spend. Hi there, Slow Down Society. Steph here, and we are on episode 212 of the Slow Living Podcast. And this is going to be the second part of my first coaching call with Melissa. There will be six of these coaching calls, and they'll be broken up in two parts. So it'll be 12 weeks of getting to know Melissa really well, the same way a bit ago we got to know Kelsey. Kelsey and Melissa are completely and totally different people. They are both now in the Simple Shortcuts to Peace course and are joining the monthly calls. If you too would like to join in, it's at stephanieoday.com/peace, P-E-A-C-E. You are never late. You are never behind. You start where you start, and then we end up where it is you want to go. But this is fully customizable for you and your age phase and current lifestyle, with the idea that life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. You're not dead yet, and there's plenty of time to tweak and modify and fine tune. Last week, Melissa shared a bit about who she is, her struggles with ADHD, some organization as she and her husband downsize. We talk a little bit of empty nesting. And then today she's going to share a little bit more about her health journey. Thanks so much for being here. And here's part two with Melissa.
Yeah. In your questionnaire, you mentioned another diagnosis. Are you comfortable sharing that or not right now?
I'll talk about it a little bit. And that is that I did an evaluation with my therapist. It's not an official diagnosis because I don't see a lot of further benefit from doing that. But what we did note from the evaluations is that most likely I am level one low needs autistic. I'm not as comfortable going into this because in my friend's circle, in my community, I do know a lot of young adults who have struggled with autism in ways that I never struggled. And so I don't want to minimize their life experience with my therapist just happening to catch that in evaluation. It's helped with the way I treat myself. And I think that's sufficient.
I think that's, yeah. Yeah. I wondered about that. And I can see that it's sort of like survivor guilt, that it hasn't impacted you as much as it can and could impact others, because everyone is completely and totally different. And I think that's why I like therapy and coaching and talking and realizing that each person is completely and totally unique. And following one cookie cutter, this is what you should do no matter what. And if you don't do it, that's your fault. Advice or plan of attack just does not work. It just does not work.
No, and I got the evaluation results and I thought, oh, so that's why I fill in lots of blanks from childhood and adolescence. And it was helpful to me. But again, I don't need a lot of accommodation with it. And I work with a youth group, and I'm really thinking of one young lady in particular who's been incredibly gritty and has overcome a lot, and I'm very proud of her, and I don't want to take away from her accomplishments, if that makes sense.
No, it absolutely does. And it's admirable that you're empathetic and can see that from so many different aspects. Do you watch Survivor? There's a
I never have.
The current season, well, I think it just ended, but the current season has a young lady on it who is autistic. She didn't share which level. But it was really eye-opening, and I can see her at some point probably doing a lot of advocacy work. It was a well-done season.
I saw a scene from that that was very emotional. So I'm familiar with Survivor. It's kind of a joke among my friends that I have yet to see an entire episode, but I did see one of those moments that you're referring to, and I don't watch the show and found it emotional.
Yeah. We like Survivor. We started binge watching it during the pandemic, and it's one of those shows that all five of us can sit and watch. It's not an assignment. You don't have to watch it.
Well, I'm not proud. Our 2020 binge was, and now I'm losing the name of it.
Tiger King.
Yes, Tiger King.
We totally watched that also. I watched so much TV. Gosh, and it sounds so silly, but I just enjoy TV.
we do too.
I really do. Yeah, I have no problems with watching TV. And when people talk about screen time, I'm like, it's on. I'm doing other things, and I'm enjoying it. And sometimes some of these new shows, the episodic shows that they write for Netflix even, or Showtime and HBO, are very good writing. It's very good writing. So there you go. Okay. So we touched upon time management. We touched upon finances and health and relationships. Where do you think the gap is in order to feel calm and successful and at peace? I know you've been in the Simple Shortcuts to Peace course, and I see you pop in on the coaching calls that we do once a month, yet you still wanted to do this series of coaching. So there must be a disconnect.
Well, I've kind of touched on it a little bit. I think everything works in pieces with me, because I do have a habit, mostly regular, not so much while we're moving, of going to work, going to the gym, but the morning routine, the evening routine, really creating space, not just to jot a few thoughts down in ChatGPT and have that help with organizing the timeline and the framework, but actually sitting and completing the things. I guess that's really what I'm make the big picture. I pivoted to a job that was more in alignment with what I'm comfortable doing in a work day, that's a shorter commute. And I joined a gym that's for 50 and up, which is very nice. I like it a lot. Yeah. So I'm doing a lot of the things in pieces that we visited about 2 years ago, that we visit about in the coaching calls that you talk about in the podcast. But I'm not quite doing it all in sync, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So while you're talking, I sort of envision a jigsaw puzzle, and you have all of the components, but they're just not meshed in a way that feels natural. Does that sound right?
That does sound right.
Okay. What do you think is going to help the most with that? Just, this is it, Melissa. Now we're doing this? Or do you think you're waiting for some specific thing to happen first?
I mentioned this a little bit in our correspondence back and forth. I'm very good at abstract thinking. And in the abstract, this is a good idea, and this is a good idea. But breaking that down into step-by-step accomplishments is something I struggle with. I do think that's a little bit neurodivergent, or I think that comes from the neurodivergence. So basically what I was looking for, and the reason I was excited about this opportunity, is to have, you know, I would say someone, but in specific, the person who has had a lot to do with the pivots I've made and the ways I've simplified my life, help me to piece it all together into one process instead of just pockets of making better choices.
When you go through your day, do you feel like you are following a list or a script?
Not as much as I would like to, if that makes sense.
Okay. So, like, do you feel like you're playing a role and you don't have the script, or like, what does it feel like?
I don't feel like I'm playing a role. Like I'm happy with the directions I'm going. I just don't know that I'm in a position yet where I'm doing the best that I could with them, if that makes sense. Like, yes, I have the new job and it's much easier, but am I focusing at my desk at work? I try to be, but, and I join a gym and that's great. But then I come home and I sit on the couch and love my screen time. And what I need to do, because I'm not a morning person, is put my lunch together for the next day. And I would say have my outfits together, but I do get that right. I have a rack on the outside of my closet, and Sundays I put 5 days worth of outfits. And if I don't, I regret it. And I need to make sure that the dishes get done, and I'm not going to do these things in the morning as much as I tell myself that I will. So just
do you
kind
feel
of,
like you're playing catch up? Like,
yes.
Like when, okay. When you wake up, do you already feel a little behind?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. I'm taking notes in real time. Sorry.
No,
right. It doesn't make a very good listening experience when there's pauses while Steph writes. Sorry.
Yeah, all good.
Okay. Okay, so that's not a fun feeling, to wake up feeling behind. Okay, I guess what I just didn't want was a prescribed morning routine and evening routine that felt artificial, especially if you feel like you have all these different puzzle pieces and you just want them to mesh together. So I think what we can do homework-wise is come up with an idealized morning routine and then a realistic one. So the idealized one would be like, if no matter what, always I woke up feeling refreshed and amazing and energetic and lovely. So that would be idealized. And then, well, actually you could probably do three. You could do idealized, a bare minimum, this is good enough for government work. And then somewhere in the middle is probably a realistic morning routine. And some things, such as writing or going to the gym, I would want you to think just writing counts as a win. So not, I'm going to write and I'm going to come up with 10,000 words today. And if I haven't, then I've failed. I would rather you just create the 15 or 20 minute pocket of time and write. And if it's three words, okay. If it's hundreds of words, it's funny. Even when I said three words, you immediately looked to the side like, well, that's not good enough, Steph. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
That's on brand. I'm like, yep, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so I think, and I see this in myself and I see this in one of my kids and then with some other women that I've worked with, is it's that idealized, if it's not going to be the correct way or the way that it should be, it's not worth even trying. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And so part of that giving yourself grace is the showing up, like you get the participation trophy, even though for some reason, America doesn't like participation trophies. But I would like for you to give that to yourself as much as possible.
Okay.
And that's because evidence and data and science has shown that really just showing up in a continuous basis creates that kind of muscle memory and flow feeling that eventually it will start to move the needle and you will make forward progress. Even if it's not completely and totally idealized each time, it's just touching it counts. Does that feel right? Okay.
It does. It does. Okay.
Sort of like when you wipe off your kitchen countertop every day, it keeps you from having to like scour it with Ajax or something. It's just a little tiny bit, but it will add up over time and then actually ends up being a time saver down the road. And I'm just using Ajax as an example. Probably people don't even eat, but you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay. Okay. Homework wise, between now and the next time we meet, is it possible? I mean, we don't know if you'll have internet set up.
I will.
Okay.
At least they say they're coming to install it if the usual between, 10 and 4 the day after tomorrow. So I believe that at some point between 10 and 4 the day after tomorrow, we should have internet.
Okay. If we work on a morning routine, we'll just decide that this is a work day. So if we work on a morning routine and an evening routine and come up with the idealized one and then maybe a bare minimum one. And then also I would like for you to probably brainstorm a little bit about what does it look like in 3 to 5 years, where you and your husband and your life will be. And then also start to daydream about different things that you know will come up as you settle into this new home and this new life. Are there certain like punch list items that you know you're going to need to accomplish? And maybe that would be better to do while you are still working? Or are there different trips that you know you want to do, but maybe they're pretty active and it would be better to do them earlier in your life trajectory than later? And it doesn't, these can be like ongoing documents that you continue to add and subtract to as time goes on.
Okay.
Yeah. And then heading into kind of the fall and winter months, are there things that happen at work or in your family life that means stuff you're working on your own has to kind of grind to a halt, or can this be pretty fluid?
I think it can be fluid at this point. I definitely wouldn't have given that answer when 5 kids still lived at home. But at this point, our youngest is 16 and also has her own schedule. Mm-hmm. And I do think that we're in a very different place and that things are more fluid.
Okay. Okay. Do you feel accomplished?
She doesn't do a lot of team sports. Sorry. I apologize.
No, don't apologize. I have a 15-year-old. So I get it to the point where, when we talk about calendaring, it's pretty funny. She told me she couldn't go to her sister's college graduation because she had work. And I said, well, I think you can get out of work. And she goes, well, you didn't tell me that the graduation, and I said, you didn't know your sister was graduating? And she's like, well, I just didn't realize I couldn't pick up the shift. And it's just so silly in the big scheme of things. But it also pointed out that communication-wise, this is a child, a growing child, young adult who has her own calendar and her own life. And if I assume she's going to do something, I should send her a Google Calendar invite.
I'm smiling because we just had big sister graduate from college. They did it. I know this because of the shortcuts to peace. They graduated a week apart. Our daughters.
Oh, fun. Fun. So,
oh, similar, that's right. Conversations.
Are, yeah. We have a call coming up. So wait, not this Saturday, but the Saturday after. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's up to you if you want to tell the other ladies on the call what we're doing.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. So want to really acknowledge a pretty remarkable life you've had, and not many people have raised five kids and were able to stay home and were able to find a job where they're using their skills in a way to help and to better and still like their husband and have been married for 29 years and have adult kids who have moved on and have their own lives. Like there's a lot of gold stars to be doled out here, Melissa.
Well, you say that like there haven't been periods where my husband and I haven't liked each other very much, especially when you have five very active kids in the house. And again, with the kids, that's been work and not work in the different phases that we've been through. I'm also someone who struggles to take credit for anything. I'm grateful that my husband and I still like each other. And the staying home was good and bad, because at the time I'm grateful I had that time with them. And now my retirement age is a little older than most, because I've got to catch up with that too. But thank you. I appreciate what you said there.
Yeah. It's a lot of give and take. Absolutely. And I would imagine that if you had your kids give you a report card, you would do pretty well.
I can think of one of them that would laugh at that, but she doesn't do podcasts, so we're okay.
That's really funny. Yeah, no, every once in a while, I wonder if the kids did a report card, what the comments would be. So the standard comment on all report cards is a pleasure to have in class. And so I just wonder, well, what would you say about mom and dad here?
Well, my son will tell you, because he tells me that I was the best mom ever. 5 stars, no notes, which is a wonderful thing to hear, even though I know that's probably a stretch. And then the other four, the 16-year-old's review is going to change daily. She's either my number one fan or she's not. There's no in between. It would vary based on the personalities of my other three, what they would say.
Yeah. If I asked you to make a list celebrating your wins, how would that feel?
Uncomfortable, which means I should probably do it.
Yeah. I wonder, so I understand the being humble and understanding that. So I too, at times, can dismiss things because it's just in society, it's more polite when people compliment to be humble and dismiss. But privately, I would really ask for you to toot your own horn. And I'm certain that you can look around in your social circle and in your community at large, and you're doing pretty amazing.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We'll put that on the homework then.
Okay.
But it can be an ongoing homework. So here's the thing with the Google Drive folder. I'll put some stuff in there, but you're moving. You've got a lot going on, and we're going to meet again next week. These episodes are going to be chopped into two parts, because an hour listening is kind of a lot. So we'll chop them up and we'll meet. But because of how you are, I don't want you to look at homework and think that you're failing if you haven't gotten to any of it. So I'll put some worksheets in there, but really the only one that I want you to worry about is that ongoing coaching call one, because that's the one that I'll go off of.
Okay.
And then from what I'm hearing from you, really your number one goal right now is to feel accomplished and know that this book is out of your brain and into the computer in your own words. Does that sound right?
That does sound right.
Okay. And as far as future publication or a literary agent or anything like that, that's very far down the line. Right now, you just want it out of your brain so you can stop thinking about it.
Yes, that is exactly it.
Okay. All right. That all sounds great. And much easier. much easier to write when you don't worry about who the intended audience is. So that's great. Okay. Okay.
I mean, I think it's really a love letter to the people that I talk about in it.
That's very sweet.
I really think that's what it is more than anything.
Yeah. That's very sweet. What questions do you have for me? What can I help with?
I am always bad at coming up with questions and then thinking of them later. Do you think this is a good use of your time and that this would be an interesting podcast for anyone besides the two of us, I guess, would be my concern.
That is such a thoughtful question. And yes, yes to both. Yes, this is a great utilization of my time. I like talking to people and I like helping and I like knowing that there's people all over the world living life as best they can. And it's different. And I really shun away from the idea of these are the 10 things you have to do every day. And if you don't do them, then you failed. And so that's why I like coaching real people. And as far as other people listening, that's really not something that I worry about or something that you should worry about, because that's what's fun is there's so many different channels and different things to listen to that if it's not somebody's cup of tea, who cares? What if? But I think you're wonderful. I think you're great.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. I'm going to hit end recording, but stay on the line with me. Okay. Slow down, society. I'm certain that you can feel the love and tenderness towards Melissa that I have and just how thoughtful she is that while she is working through her own stuff, she's also thinking about all of you who are listening and want to make sure that it's of use to you. And I think she was worried that maybe she wasn't flashy or as exciting as some. And that's not the case at all. So send me some email encouragement and I will forward it along to Melissa and let her know that you're out there and you're getting a lot out of it. Thank you for tuning into this series. Give yourself a hug and know that I think you're amazing and lovely and wonderful. I'll be back in your earbuds next week. If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.